First John, chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, he lives in us and his love is made complete in us. What a fantastic privilege we have to be the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, the feet of the risen Savior until he returns. God's love being made complete in us when we make the effort to love others as he loved us. It's fabulous that God loved us. It's a miracle that God chose us to love and sacrifice himself for us. It's a greater miracle that we're aware of that love and that we have an opportunity to live in and return that love. There's a term, giri. It's a Japanese term, and it is a favor given for a favor given. In this case, God gave his life for us, and he's asking us now to turn around and just let him have our life. We saw what he did with Jesus when he took Jesus's life. He gave him resurrection and new life, and now he sits at the throne of God. He was glorified. If we turn over our lives to God, God will glorify us. He will give us peace and joy. He will give us the fruits of the Spirit and the joy of the knowledge that at the end of our days on this earth, we will be together with him and with Jesus and the Holy Spirit in community. It's a fabulous thing, amazing to think about. Father, we just ask in Jesus' name that you help us to love you the way you have loved us, sacrificially and with mercy and with grace, and that we might show it by turning our attention to our neighbors and being your hands and your feet in righteous love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy your life in Christ. It is truly a miracle. Have a great day.